this is in the Holy Letters of Rebbe, Volume 5. This is letter 1310. This is dated, Baruch Hashem, Chav Vav Kislev, the 26th day of Kislev, Toshin Beit Brooklyn, Shalom Avracha. The Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letter in which you notified that your son has reached the age of 5 and that you had brought him into Cheder, to the study. So let it be the will of Hashem that you should raise him to Torah, chupmaisim toivim, together with your wife, with plentiful, relaxed spiritually, relaxed physically, in a plentiful way. It has been explained in the Fabrengen of Shabbos Mevorchim of the previous month that we can explain the language which people use, the Torah, the chupa lemaisim toivim, that this refers to the three forefathers. Torah is Yaakov, Yosef, Ohol Hashem ve'Ever, which goes on Teresh B'Ksav, Teresh B'Alpeh. We also had the letter of the Rebbe explaining this in an earlier letter, as explained in Eretz Torah. L'chupa is Yitzchak, who was bound in the place of the Beis HaMikdosh. And as our sages tell us with the sources over here, that when the Shechina went down to the Beis HaMikdosh, that's the marriage of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the Jewish people. That's the home, the building, the home. L'chupa, as explained in Chassidus, in many areas about the fact that even the speech of the servants of the fathers is better. The Torah relates a great long ariches about the marriage of Yitzchak and Rivka. This is just a story. So the Torah goes into a whole long discussion, more than laws of the Torah, which are sometimes just by an extra letter, extra hint. Because this is something which is a general, applicable to all Jewish people. So that's the idea of Chupas Yitzchak and Maisim Tovim is Avram, because his main characteristic was act of kindness, especially tzedakah. And explained in Torah Or that these three forefathers need to be by all Jewish people, as opposed to the tribes. Tribes have a connection to the people of that tribes. So a Levi connects to Levi, but all Jewish people connect to the three forefathers. The Rebbe says, you also tell me in the letter that you're going to raid the shlichas in a fundraising for Tomchat Mimim to other countries. So let it be the will of Hashem, should be with great success, both physically and spiritually, and as the expression of my father-in-law with the titles to those that are going out the different Chabad institutions to raise money for them. So he says, which means you should collect physicality, collect money, but you should sow spiritual. You know, there's a lot of times, you know, there's when a Chabad, the rabbi goes out and he's trying to raise some money or things. So the first thing he comes to the office, he offers him something. He says, do you need a mezuzah? You want to put on the tefillin? You make a bracha? He offers to give him something. That's called sowing spirituality. And then he says, okay, have a check. So this rabbi, he was so involved. So he comes to meet this, makes an appointment, and meets this very, established, rich person. He's a philanthropist. He goes in there and he speaks to him about Yiddishkeit and then about lighting the Shabbos candles for the family and putting on the tefillin, I guess. And he finishes the whole thing and he leaves. He forgot that he came for asking for the check. he was so busy giving him the, he forgot what he came for. So the guy comes running after him. He says, Rabbi, I thought you came to collect some money. But he says, you know what? He says, that's why he likes to give. He says to the Chabad who come to him, because they're not only there to take, but they're also there to give. So they're here, they're sharing also at the same time as they're asking, but you know, so. And actually, when they're asking, they're actually giving you the opportunity. You know, in other words, giving you a privilege to be able to be part of something big, something great, what's going on. So that felt that way. So that's what the Rebbe says here in one expression that the Rebbe used to say, that you sow spirituality and you collect the gashmis. And, I once heard in a expression, there was a person that was a Rebbe hopper. You know, he used to go all different Rebbes, you know, he used to go visit. And so he comes to the Rebbe, he wants the Rebbe by dollars. You know, the Rebbe is, he says, there's one thing unique about your Lubavitcher Rebbe. He says, all the other Rebbe's he goes to, they're only taking, you know. And this Rebbe gives. Besides blessing, he gives out dollars. He says, everybody takes. He says, they all want money. You know, he says, what do they want? But the Rebbe said it in a further way. He says, the Rebbe, other people were trying to bring you in to make you a follower. So, you know, if you come to the Rebbe wants to impress you, or he wants to, I mean, not to speak negatively, but you know, he wants to show you that his Hasidic teaching and his Hasidic way is the best way you can sort of learn, you can connect to Hashem. He tries to get you, to bring you in. He tries to make you a follower. But the Rebbe says, I came to the Rebbe makes me a leader. He says, you know, don't follow me, just go you out there and you go do something positive for the Jewish world and help other people be the best that they can. Then I've accomplished what I've done. So I'm not looking for followers, but I'm looking for leaders. I'm looking for people to do something for the world. And perhaps this is the Rebbe's success, because the Rebbe worked for the world, for Hashem, for Hasidus, for his father-in-law, for the Hashem, for the Torah, and that's why he was treasured, and that's why he is a success. So.